And we're completing the interview with Marilyn Skeen Muller. It's February 3rd, 2006. So you're down to doing one thing now. Just teaching here at the university.
And a company.
And a company.
Yes.
Right. You don't have recital responsibilities yourself, do you?
No.
Have you given a recital since you've been here?
Not since I've been here. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. When we lived in Pendleton, Stanfield got a new organ there, and I did the dedication concert, and I did some things like that, and we used to do recitals, and I accompany kids for recitals here, and we have a lot of senior recitals, which, you know, is about a 45-minute recital, and I accompany those. So I do those, but not solo recitals. I'm the accompanist.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an area of concentration that you specialize in terms of your music? Is there an area or a period that you really favor or have a lot of background or training in?
Well, I think more of my training is especially with the organ from the Baroque period and classical period. I prefer that to the more contemporary.
How about hobbies? Do you have time for hobbies? And if you do, what are they?
Well, in the summer, I really go to our cabin all the time. And we go up there at least every week, and our cattle are up there, and so we're up there with all that. And where we live up here is really, I know we had some friends the other day, and they said, this is kind of a game reserve, but it really is. We have a flock of probably 50 turkeys that are there all the time, coming and going. Our son will go out and call them, and they come running. Wild turkeys I'm talking
right.
about. The deer, of course, are all over our place there. They eat all my flowers, and that's okay. They were there first, and I don't care if they do.
Uh-huh.
And the elk are on the hill just right above our house. And quail, you know, are there. So anytime I have to be home, I thoroughly enjoy being home, too.
I've got a couple of questions about the town as you were growing up. You mentioned a while ago about getting noodles and going to the movies with your friends. What places are not downtown anymore that you liked or that you would spend time at when you were there? Were there multiple theaters here then?
There were two. And the drive-in theater. There was a Dairy Queen in the triangle there by the, well, actually, I'm trying to think what's there. Across from the number 10 depot, there's kind of a triangle, and there's a bank there that used to be, in fact, I think that's where the Iron Mary or whatever that statue is that they have downtown now. It used to be in that area. But there was a Dairy Queen there, and that's where all the kids would go and get ice cream. And things have changed a lot. Downtown, there are so many business offices instead of stores. Falk's LeGrand store was down, you know, where the apartments are now, in that new building. Downstairs, it was called Falk's at one time.
Was that a department store?
It was a department store, yeah. what else was I going to say? Oh, well, you know, in later years, well, there was always Trotter's Men's Store, and then there was the women's store was the Top Shop, and you know, all of those things were downtown, and now those things are no longer there. Graham Drug Store was downtown. We had a soda fountain where the kids would go, and it's not there. And there was an ice cream store over by where the Foley Station used to be, over in that area, Velma's Ice Cream Parlor. where everybody went and got ice cream after the movie or whatever, and they had a Little Pig drive-in, and they were just, but the downtown area was much more active as a place where people would go, whereas now they're just, a lot of those things, they redo them, and then they're offices, and so they're, it's a different atmosphere than it was at that time.
Where would, say when you were a young couple, newly married, and you were living, did you live here then? Did you always live in Pendleton when you came back to this area? I'm trying to get this straight.
Well, we lived in Baltimore in California, in Seattle, and then we lived Pendleton.
Okay. So did you meet your husband? You
said at college.
He went to Eastern here?
Uh-huh.
And he was studying education also?
Right.
Did you marry here?
Right, at the Methodist Church.
So, how long did you date before you married?
About 2.5 years.
What kinds of things would you and your husband do together?
Well, we did all school activities.
Sure.
Because you'd go to all the, they had all kinds of dances, and you'd go to the games, and I played in the band. He played football, and he played basketball. So he was in that part of it, and I was playing in the band. But you go to those activities, and then they always had a dance afterwards. After a game, they always had a dance. And they had Sadie Hawkins Day dance where the girls asked the boys, and they had a Whiskerino dance. The guys grew beards, and then they had a big dance, and they announced the winners as to the least beard and the most beard, and the that was always a big activity. That sounds silly, but
how
it was.
How was your husband doing that?
not too well, I don't think. He was all right, but
Was he able to grow a beard?
Yeah, he had a beard. Right, and the guys, but see, in that day, people didn't grow beards like they do now. And so that was some big activity, and they all looked real scroungy and thought that was a lot of fun. But most of our activities were in connection with the college and doing things with the college.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the drive-in?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Not like it is nowadays, I don't think. I think it really was a nice activity. And then, you know, in later years, if you wanted to come over and go to the drive-in and bring your family, you all had station wagons, and the kids could go to sleep if they wanted to, or they could stay up and watch. And yeah, it was a good, clean activity.
Did
this is one of the few drive-ins left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I read there's less than 8 of them in the whole state. And this is one.
Mm-hmm.
So was that a gathering ground for a lot of college students then when you were young? Would they go there as well as other things?
Well, they'd go there as well as other things, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It depended on what the movie was. If there was a movie there that you wanted to go see, you'd go see that one. So.
Well, I think we've hit the end of our, I'm just trying to think if I've missed anything. I really appreciate your time, Mrs. Muller. I think this is going to be a good addition to the project, and I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're going to come back, since we thought of something more. Go ahead now. Tell me about this.
I was saying
about faculty here when you were young and your father taught.
There were so few people on the faculty, and so they were really a close-knit group, and they had all kinds of activities. And I don't know if they had a set time that they had them, but they had faculty dinners and faculty parties, and the faculty always were getting together. And then the faculty also had so many students that you were responsible for, and I can't remember what, if they called them something, but say my dad would have 10 students that were given to him, and then we would have parties at our home, dinners, and those students would come to those dinners, and then the faculty would always be available to help them if they needed special.
So this went beyond just academic advising then.
Right,
at that time.
Right.
He actually had 10 people that he was kind of socially responsible
mm-hmm.
for as well.
Mm-hmm. So
and they would come to your house. And
they, yeah, he would. They would plan dinners and whatever, and they it usually was a dinner, and they would come and have dinner with us and be a part of our home for that evening.
Uh-huh.
And then they, I don't know how long they kept, you know, those students on their little list, but anyway, but and then the faculty themselves, I mean, that was their entertainment, was they got together all the time and had different things. And they were the ones that were like Zabel and Badgley and Quinn and Kaisers and Geysers and even Dr. Gilstrap, who was the school doctor as well as medical doctor, all these people, those were just our friends, and they always got together and did different things together.
So it was a very tight-knit group of
mm-hmm.
They don't do this kind of thing today, I take it.
Not that I know of. The music department here at when they do the Christmas kind of get-together of all the departments have a, they have, what do they call it? Anyway, their Christmas recital performance concert. They, in the last few years, they have gotten together for soup supper at Matt Cooper's house. But that's all that I know.
Uh-huh. What is a soup supper?
Well, he had soups and then a lot of finger-type foods that you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it's kind of a relaxed, casual, not a formal dinner type thing. But
that's done by the music department.
Well, Matt does it himself now.
Oh, I see.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Are there any faculty gatherings that happen these days?
I don't really hear. I think there's so many faculty members there aren't. Lisa Robertson also had the music department one time come up to her place, and we went to La Lake, and they had a barbecue up there for us. But I think that there's so many on the faculty that they, you feel like it doesn't matter if you show up or not, whereas before, when there are only so many,
yeah.
you feel wanted, needed.
Well, I have another question to ask now that I'm thinking of it. Did you take classes with any or every of these people that buildings are named for now? Did you study with Miss Loso?
Not Loso.
Okay.
I think she might have come after I was in the college.
How about Miss Sable?
Well, I could have, but I didn't take, if I took World Lit, I would have had it from her, but I had American Lit, so that was Howard Anderson. But my husband did, Daryl did, had Dr. Zabel. The Badgleys were friends of ours, but I never took from him, but my brother took a lot from him and then taught with him later. I was trying to think the names.
Ackerman, was there an Ackerman here?
I don't know where Ackerman came from.
I haven't figured that out either.
I don't think Ackerman taught here. I think he might have been a senator or something like that. Of course, Hoke Hall was, you know, Mac Hoke.
Was president
he,
or?
No, he was, I think he was on the state board.
Hmm.
You know the Corys. In Pendleton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, her father was Mac Hoke.
Mm.
And he was a senator, and I think he must also have been on the state board.
Mm-hmm.
The grand piano in Grove was given to the college by Mrs. Hope in memory of him.
I see. How about Quinn?
Well, the Quinns were real good friends of ours. But I didn't have him in class. Isn't that funny? I didn't think.
What did he teach?
Well, of course, he had PE, and I don't know if he taught biology or something like that. I took biology from Quaintance, and of course, that's...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about Inlow? Was that a president?
He was the president.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What does that leave us? Well, the dorm is called Hunt Hall. Was there a Hunt on the faculty?
I don't think so. I don't think that's right. That again would be someone else that wasn't on there.
I see. Okay. Well, let's call this one a wrap because I think I think we've got what we need here. Thank you very much. Okay.